The lava from Kilauea Volcano's Pu'u'o'o vent is only 1.5 miles above Apa'a Road and the Pahoa Transfer Station. In the last 2 days, the lava has slowed and from Sunday to Monday did not advance at all. But nobody's counting on that to last. Pahoa Village is a hub of activity. The mood is grim. We checked in with some merchants to see how they're doing. Tiffany Edwards Hunt and her husband Jeff own Jeff Hunt Surfboards.
It's a surfboard retail store. He's also a surfboard custom shaper. We service most of the Lower Puna community. We're just clearing everything out and trying to do as many dump runs as we can while we have a transfer station. My business is about 300 yards away from the post office. So I do kind of get caught up in the fear of it, but we can't predict. This is the central commerce site for Lower Puna. It's not just Jeff Hunt's surfboards that's going to be affected. We're at Ukane's Mexican restaurant. It's been here for many years. It's just incredibly somber and surreal.
Island Naturals is a 3-store health food chain here on Hawaii Island. Current projections would put it on the isolated side of Puna. We talked with owner and state senator Russell Ruderman.
We serve about 1,000 customers a day. And our delivery people have told us they'd be willing to use the temporary access roads. As long as we are safe here and people can safely access it, we're going to remain operating as a food store. Pahoa might be spared. That's certainly my hope.
Although Ruderman is a state senator, for now he's like all the other business owners and residents in the Pahoa area, waiting to see what happens. Edwards Hunt had a final thought.
It's really a time right now for people to come out and see this historic village and patronize the merchants.
From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.